DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Not Another Podcast, the most depressing podcast on the face of the earth.
Yup.
So right before we came on today, we were all talking about all the shit that we're all dealing with individually. Samantha's dealing with drama. I'm losing a good friend at work, and Danny's about to lose his grandpa.
Yeah. So, you know. That's definitely too much fun on my plate for the last couple of weeks.
So here's what I propose. We take this show, and we leave all that crap behind, and we just have a good time.
I'm cool with that.
And
yay.
I know how we're going to do it because Samantha hit me up, and she said she's got an idea for a new game show.
Dun, dun.
I do, and I'm very excited about it. I'm in talks with absolutely no one, so if you want to take this on with me, let's do it.
That's how you market right there. You talk to no one.
I'm not interested in networking. Let's just snap our fingers, and this will be in existence.
We'll just fucking make it happen, bro.
I do have some good news, though.
Fire on.
That I know that you know.
Or maybe, yes.
No, you.
Yes, I do.
You do know. Samantha, I don't think you know, but you know something good happened.
Spill it!
I was made production director at the radio station I work at.
Woo!
Yay!
So, yay me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Apparently working hard fucking pays off.
Eventually.
Who the fuck knew?
I don't know.
I saw that post, and I was like, we'll get to it.
I think I saw it on a cat poster or something once, but, you know.
I love Samantha's indifference to the whole thing. It's like, oh, something good happened. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Well, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, so I'm like, I'm not worried about it. I'll hear about it soon.
Okay, so, Samantha, your game show.
Okay, so, it's a politician game show. It's an informative game show. It doesn't even have to stop at politicians. It's Thunder just where my Dome. Brain started. Because they're such trustworthy characters.
Who wants to work in Washington?
Two politicians enter. One politician leaves.
Everyone's like, no one. Okay.
Welcome to another edition of Congress!
Can you dig it?
Are you not entertained?
Congress, your jacket, though.
I would watch that show.
I would, too. That'd be fun
as
shit.
Anyone out there who gets that reference, which I'm sure a lot of people do because it's a pretty freaking popular show and sketch, I love you. So, anyway. So here's what we do. We grab a politician, someone who's pretty scandal prone.
You had me at strap.
Uh-huh.
We strap them down to a chair.
Liking it so far? Are our electrodes involved?
And then
yeah.
Don't get ahead of me now. And then we put a dog shot collar on their neck. Put it on the lowest setting. Because they don't belong anywhere but on a politician's neck.
Fair.
And then we ask them yes or no questions. And if they answer anything else other than yes or no, or try to spin or talk around something, we zap them. And every single time they get zapped, we up the voltage.
Oh, no, you got to start at like 5. You can't start at 1.
Start at the lowest one. You start at the lowest because that way we can get more out of it and it's entertaining. We got to fill up a full 30 minutes here, guys.
Does it have to be a shot caller? Can there just be a really big guy holding a taser standing behind him?
That would work too.
And the first time they don't answer.
What would his name be?
Dozer.
I wish they'd keep Brutus, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
we'll have two of them, okay? So here's the thing. We'll have two, and the politician will get to pick whether they want Brutus or Dozer?
My vote's always with Dozer.
And one, and they're both going to be dressed up like leather-strapped gay men.
Nice.
You know, the stereotype.
Nice.
That'll make Mike Pence super comfortable. So,
because it's all about his comfort.
Clearly.
So one will be like a giant bear man, you know, all muscular, but he'll have the lighter taser, and the other one will be like this little twink, and he's got like the heavy duty taser. So it's like, which one you want? And
the then... one hooked up to a Harley Davidson engine.
But yeah, so unless they say yes or no, they get shocked.
Well, I think with the taser, I think the first time that they screw up and don't answer correctly or start spinning, they just – you don't tase them. You just turn it on next to them.
Right next to their face.
Yeah, so they like they can see it arc.
Well, tasers have levels too. Right. So you've got like lighter to heavier levels. So I like the idea of going up in level. And
that's
then
fair.
I don't know, maybe they should get a special prize, like maybe a year off their sentence if they get through all five or whatever stages with just yes or no answers.
Are you a criminal? No. Why'd you tase me for that?
Because
that was wrong.
Are you a politician? Yes. Then you're a criminal.
You're a criminal.
At this point, it doesn't matter if they lie by saying no. It's the spin that's the problem. It's the false narratives and the, quote, alternative facts that's the problem. Give me a yes or no answer because that is all I want. And that's what you're going to – that's what – yeah.
I'm on board with this. I'm on board with this. I would say that for entertainment value, because knowing politicians – in general, you can tell them, all right, I just want yes or no answers from you, and that's the only thing I want from you. 99% of their answers, they will not get tased for because they won't try to spin. They'll just say no. They'll just continually say
no.
No. Actually, like, Danny's right, because I think they'll get tased once
on
the lowest setting. After that, they're just going to say no.
Yeah, they're just going to deny everything that they think could even be misconstrued in a small way as something against their general character or their position of power. They're just going to deny everything that you ask them. So at that rate, what I would say is...
I completely disagree.
What I would say, though, Sam, to ramp this game up a bit, is attach them to a lie detector test.
Ah, I like
and if
going.
It spikes on a no, they get shocked. If it spikes on a yes, they get shocked. So, I mean, either way, if they lie about something, they're getting tased.
Yep.
If they answer anything other than yes or no, they get tased for a longer period.
I like because truth in politics.
Here's the thing, because I think that the need for the RNC to explain everything is so strong within them. They can say no, but they're going to start talking after that. You have to leave it at a yes or a no. So they're going to be like, no, because of this. No, you get zapped, fucker, because I said yes or no. It has to be definitive. Their need and desire to explain away things is going to overpower their fear of getting shocked.
I would think so to some degree, but I would say that there are...
I think I've come
up... It depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway, there's no way she's not getting shocked every single time.
Here's... I think I found a happy medium. Round one is just yes or no. If you spin, you get shocked. Round two is the lie detector.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, and again, it's like one of those things where they're still going to be limited to yes or no answers. Because in all fairness, the lie detector doesn't go off of explanative answers. It comes off of yes or no responses, and that's how they dictate whether or not you lied or not. It's not saying, I had nothing to do with it. It's no. Because the questions are formed in such a way to explain everything for you, all you have to do is confirm or deny.
Yeah.
And that's what the lie detector picks up on. And again, so round two, yeah, if they're lying, just saying.
We just ask them the same questions.
You know, I just,
right.
I just had an idea that I think would be really entertaining. Since elections are going to go away here soon. Because
yeah, right.
Trump's going to win, and then he's going to become dictator for life. I think when that
very
happens,
short life.
every year we should have a contest to see if someone else can overthrow the current dictator. And we call it
Who wants to be a dictator?
Election Dome.
Election
Dome. And anyone who is over 35 and a U.S. citizen can enter Election Dome. And we put them all in this cage, and we put in all sorts of weapons, and we let them go at it.
Election Dome's the season finale.
I'm okay with that.
And we do it every November when we would normally have elections every 4 years, but we do it every year.
Yeah.
The first Tuesday of November.
The first Tuesday.
Dude,
and if no winner is decided, we will have two consecutive sack races on consecutive Sundays.
You think Super Bowl tickets go for a mint?
No shit, right?
Election Dome tickets.
Again, I'm on board with this notion in and of itself. I always thought that.
Oh, and if they test positive for steroids, we know it's Russian interference.
And we just execute at the door.
It's a growth
hormone.
Nope, you've been juicing. You're Russian. No, I swear, I was born in.
It's a Viagra. I swear.
Welcome to another edition of Election Dome.
Yeah.
12 politicians enter. One dictator leaves.
Oh.
Seriously. I gotta say, I saw something earlier today that said Sanders was, he won in Iowa.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen the Nevada one.
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't been keeping track because, to be quite honest with you, and I know this is gonna sound a bit like a Debbie Downer, but Sanders ain't making it. I would love it if he did, but I don't foresee this being a plausible end game here. I love the guy's ideas. I love his concepts. I love his core way of doing things. I understand the way he, you know, speaks about, you know, the problems that we have. But when it comes right down to it,
the DNC won't be able to control him.
Yeah, and they won't let it happen. At this rate, they've already had one variable
where
they couldn't control, and I know they regret it, but too late.
I would agree with you to a point, and it really depends on whether or not the DNC learned their lesson from 2016, because Sanders was the clear favorite of the public.
Oh, absolutely.
But they chose Hillary Clinton. For whatever reason.
It was probably a promise run.
And here's what I think. This is my personal feeling on what happened. They promised Hillary Clinton 2016 when Obama won in 08.
Yeah.
They were not expecting Sanders to get people in. And
the backing vote.
And when that happened, they had to keep their promise to Hillary, so they fucked over Bernie. And when they did that, all the people who were going to vote for Bernie were not going to vote for Hillary.
Oh, I know.
So they
fucked up real
Trump,
bad.
Or they wrote it. They basically wasted their vote.
Yeah. And
which
again,
is, I mean, that's
dumb.
So the question is, because I know Buttigieg is starting to like really make headway.
Right.
So it comes down to a number of things. Number one, did the DNC learn their lesson from the last time? If Sanders is getting
still there,
possibly.
Anyway.
If they did, Sanders might take it.
Maybe.
Well, the thing is, Bernie's the only one that Trump has a genuine fear of.
And that actually leads to point two.
It's because he's only afraid of somebody his own age.
Well, no.
I know.
The fact of the matter is Biden was his number one fear.
Right.
But with all the shit that went down, and now Biden's falling off in all the caucuses, but Bernie's coming out. His focus is now going to turn to Bernie, which someone said on the show, I think it was actually Jim, maybe, who said that Biden was actually like the person to take all the heat.
I thought that was Danny.
That was me.
Oh,
yeah,
well, look at you being all smart.
I agreed with that.
Yeah. In the respects, I thought he was basically drawing fire.
Yeah.
And it may have worked.
Maybe.
Yep.
I mean, it may have worked because now Sanders is, you know, front runner guy.
He's got good movement, but again, at this rate, in my heart of hearts, I want him to work and I want him to get there because I want to see what he has gumption to do. I want to see if everything he talks about has any guts to it whatsoever. And I'm excited about what he's planning on doing. But in my heart of hearts, I don't see him winning.
Now, and I kind of agree with you. And here's why.
Fire on.
I think Trump's acquittal has helped him.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Which...
Bigly.
Pelosi
Get
warned
right.
against.
Yeah.
Pelosi was smart. She said, hey, look, if we do this and he gets acquitted, he's going to win the White House again.
Yeah.
And when he does, the gloves are off. The guy believes he's untouchable right now. Mm-hmm. And if he wins, that's it.
And by all account, I mean, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but at this rate, it does seem like there is some validity to what he's saying about that untouchableness. Because we have his ass dead to rights on multiple infractions
Big
of our
time.
Laws.
Yep.
Nothing's happened.
The guy admitted yeah. on television in front of hundreds of reporters yeah. that he did it.
Yeah.
And still.
Nothing.
Republicans rolled over.
Yep.
And took it in the ass. And then our country got screwed. Our justice system is fucked if that's what happens.
Well, it, yeah. But
so.
That's kind of been a pre-established.
Here's what it comes down to. The DNC has to put someone up who can out charisma Trump. Ooh. It isn't about policies. It isn't about any of that shit. It's about someone who can out-talk and out-shuffle Trump, who can pull his base.
That's a tough one. That's a tall order.
And the DNC has no one like that.
And that's the thing. It's like...
Sanders, if they
went... Sanders knows how to piss people off.
If they went on policies alone, Sanders would have it dead to rights.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Trump has no fucking policies. He's got a lot of empty promises and big words.
Oh, yeah.
That unfortunately half the country will swallow whole because they're uneducated.
Well, they're just, yeah, dumb.
Which is essentially what I said.
Just dumb.
Now, here's the thing.
Uneducated, does that mean dumb?
That exactly. Buttigieg, I think, has the charisma. And he's
I think
not,
so, too.
He's not going to back down from Trump. However... Nope. Buttigieg doesn't have the experience.
Yeah.
Not that it matters because Trump got in without experience. So it really comes down to charisma. Who can out-charisma Trump?
Yeah.
And right now the only person that the DNC has that could potentially out-talk Trump is Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's younger and a gay man, he's going to get gay voters.
Veteran.
And there you go. So he's got a couple things over Trump. Again, see, I think it would be smart for the DNC to talk to Sanders and Buttigieg and have them join forces.
That's what I thought. I was like, how great would it be if Buttigieg – because I think – you know what? We have a buffet of great vice presidents.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't really think we have a one person that is like truly presidential material. So we have to get the right pairing together. And I was like, the oldest and the youngest, most progressive. You know, I was like, I thought it would be so great to see them together as like buddy cop president and vice president.
Well, and here's another problem, too. And I hate to say this because I think all of his ideas are dead on track. I think he's brilliant. But I think right now, especially in this political climate, that Sanders' ideas, his platforms, are way too far to the left.
Right. Mm.
He needs to middle of the road a lot of that. I think Buttigieg is skewing a little bit more center than left, although his ideas are still pretty far left.
Right. My only concern is, at this rate, you know, we've seen the large amount of Trump supporters – in this country, and the ones who have doubled down and made their voice louder than everyone's.
Oh, yeah.
You pair up Sanders with Buttigieg, you now have a sole solitary enemy of everyone who ever followed Trump at any point of his election, before, during, or even after all this shit that has gone down. To me, just from a strategy point of view, that would be the worst thing you could possibly do.
Well, at this point, it doesn't even fucking matter, because no matter who you put up against Trump, they're so behind him.
Well, no, and that's the thing. That's the thing. As far as the strategy is concerned, the big part about it is, okay, who can we make the new common enemy? The person that everyone is going to shit all over and basically run them right out the game, because honestly, Trump, unfortunately, is not going to be that person because of his support base is so obnoxiously loud and ill lending themselves to the idea that they could be wrong. Look, so we have to look at the other side of the fence and go, okay, which one of these two ponies do we want to push to the higher ranks to actually give them a shot?
No, it doesn't matter who they put up against Trump. And this is fact. I'm sorry, but it's just fucking fact. Trump supporters are going to vote for Trump. Hardcore mm-hmm. Republicans are going to vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats have to get anyone – because people who hate Trump and people who are Democratic are going to – they have to pull the undecided.
Right.
But and not only just the undecided, they have to pull people who don't typically vote.
Well,
they
true.
Have to get them in to vote.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But the simple fact is we've seen what happens to people who still get the popular vote against Trump.
And that's
but
why.
But if you haven't.
Yeah. Fucking politics.
But see, here's. And again, I think that's why it's so important to get the people who don't typically vote in. Because.
Well, yeah, well.
That's always important, though.
2016 was one of the lowest voter turnouts that we've seen since the 80s.
Yeah.
So the second lowest. So that is – and the Democrats have always had trouble energizing people to vote and get out and do it. It's for some reason, they're just not willing to go out and do that, whereas – the Republicans are like, power, we need to stay in power, tradition, oh my gosh, no gays, no blacks, none of this, let's keep it this way in white America. They're not really like that. I'm just going extreme with it.
You are not too far from the truth.
No, you are absolutely. The thing is Republicans always get their side riled up out of fear. They're great at energizing people through fear, whereas Democrats are always trying to go the hopeful route.
Right.
Hopeful isn't getting people excited and energized. Now, I think a lot more people are energized because Trump is a psychopath. He's a sociopath. And he has no idea what he's doing. And he's all about fear. And people don't want that. He's cutting programs, he's cutting funding, he's stealing money from other areas without congressional approval.
Well, and again, he's charismatic because there's someone I work with that I respect and think the world of, but I see her posts on Facebook and she thinks Trump is a godsend.
Yep.
And it's like, I won't go talk to her about it because I respect her too much and I'm not putting this. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, it's not a road you want to go down there, bud.
I finally learned my fucking lesson. So, but I see her posts and everything about how she thinks he's the greatest thing, and I just want to go. You're a woman who's supporting a misogynist, a liar, one of the most corrupt people outside of politics.
Yeah,
and he's admitted to all of it, and you still think he's. He doesn't fucking love God, and you...
He doesn't love anybody but himself.
He loves his reflection and his money, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's...
But he's so good at spin. Like Samantha said earlier, politicians are great at spin. And the thing is Trump's got so much charisma. He's been a household name since the 70s.
Yeah, thereabouts.
everyone on the planet knows who fucking Donald Trump is. And most of the people who voted for him were fans of the show The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. Or fans of WWE.
Yeah. So and it's like...
I'm not trying to bash down on no WWE. I love that shit, too. But as soon as he started running, my first thought was I immediately remembered his shtick with Vince McMahon. And it's like, I don't want this asshole to be president.
Yeah. Well, he also gave Vince McMahon's wife, like, a job. Like commerce secretary or some shit like that.
I don't give a fuck. Still, it's like...
It's... Our political climate is still so divided, even more so after the fucking impeachment.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter who the Democrats decide to get. Their only hope is someone who can out-charisma Trump. That's it.
Yeah, and at this rate, the people who are standing... I don't see it. Like, I could see Bernie out-arguing him.
But Trump
or out-debating him.
But dude.
He couldn't.
You and I could out-debate Trump.
That's fair.
Okay.
Danger could probably out-debate Trump. But.
Exactly. My cat could do it. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And,
but
that's the thing is Bernie won't play dirty politics. He's going to go in with facts and figures.
Right.
But people are going to be watching the debate for a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
They want
I mean, he's legitimately turned the presidency into a reality show, and it's really sad.
Exactly.
And really pathetic.
Now, well, Buttigieg, on the other hand, terrifying. I think Buttigieg, I don't know if he could hold his own, but I think he could go a few rounds with Trump.
I don't feel like that is, but I would rather be wrong about that. I would much rather be wrong about this, but... Again, at this rate, unless they find some brand new shining fucking
someone's got to be willing to play really fucking dirty.
And that's it. And that's the suckiest part about it. If we want somebody who will actually do the job that we want them to do, in order to get there, they have to play the dirtiest, shistiest game on the planet. And then once they have the job, then they can go, okay, now we actually need to do the real work.
Here's the sad scenario I see our country in. Trump takes 2020.
Blech.
Now, when he's provided they don't amend the Constitution, Trump is out in 2024.
Right.
Here's the problem. He's got fucking kids.
Oh, I know.
And we could have another Trump in the White House for another fucking however long, because you could get Eric in there.
But the thing about
Ivanka,
here's the thing,
Don Jr.
The family doesn't have the clout that he does. The family is the name, but that's it.
But the thing is all he's got to do is endorse him.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think that's a real stretch though, because
yeah.
Even the RNC, because I've thought through that too. I've felt and. It's still a possibility. Like, you never want to count this stupid family out.
Right.
But what it is the RNC does not like his kids. They don't want them around.
Well, they fucking don't like him.
There's zero chance. They don't like them.
Yeah, but they're obligated to keep his ass around, considering the fact the Senate impeachment did not go the way they were hoping for.
Well,
if they don't like him that much.
Here's the thing. They are supporting him because he represents the RNC. Most of them have gone on record, and fucking kudos to Ted Cruz for standing up and voting against his party.
You know how bad it is of a shape we're in when Mitt Romney stands against him, too?
That was absolutely not Ted Cruz.
Oh, was it Romney?
Yeah, it was Mitt Romney. So it's like, I knew where you were going, but it was like, how fucked are we that Mitt Romney is like, yeah, no, this isn't a good thing here.
I retract it. Fuck
me.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
But kudos to Mitt Romney for saying, you know, for standing up for his beliefs.
Yeah.
Seriously, that took fucking balls.
No shit.
And I wish more of the Republicans had stood up for their goddamn beliefs and said, no, fuck you, Trump.
Yeah.
You fucked up and you fucked us.
Yeah.
But I had a friend tell me that it's really possible, because when the DNC got hacked in 2016,
right.
Everyone forgets that the RNC was
hacked too. Right.
And I firmly believe that Putin went, oh, Donald, here's some shit.
Oh, I'm sure, but at the same time, what the fuck does it matter, dude? I mean, there comes a point. There has to come a point where we remind politicians, all of them, why the fuck they're in this job to begin with. Why the hell did they get into a position where they could help make laws to make life better for people living in this country? When did it stop being a voice for the people from the common man? So we chose our representative to represent us, to stand for our beliefs and help us move forward in time.
I'll tell you exactly when that
happened.
When
does it become a point where no matter how much dirt they have on you, for all the shady shit you've done, and let's be honest, there isn't a clean fucking slate in Washington.
Oh, God, no.
So, in the respects, you're standing there, it's like, yeah, I've done some shiesty shit. I might lose my job. Dude.
I would say Ocasio-Cortez and a couple of those others, clean slate before they went to Washington.
True.
But now that they're there...
Again, I understand the game of politics in the respects that even the best-intentioned politician will have to bend the rules in order to get something moved forward.
It's fucking money.
It's money, but it's influence. It's the people that you actually surround yourself with that will allow you in.
Money.
It's networking at its worst.
Money creates influence, creates power.
Oh, I know.
So it comes down to these politicians. Let's just take AOC. She goes in bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I've got all these ideas because I'm fucking sick of making a fucking minimum wage, not being able to, you know, So she runs and she wins.
Yeah.
And she goes to Washington intent on making changes. And then she gets there. And yeah, she's fired up, but then lobbyists start creeping in, and they start offering money.
And it's not even that either. It's not even that. Even if you stay stuck to your guns about how you want to change things, the one thing I've come to understand about politics is there is never a shortening of people in Washington who are like, I don't like your idea. I'm not going to openly challenge you on it. I'm just going to bog you down with so much horseshit that it's going to take fucking 20 years for people to even consider your idea, and by then it won't fucking matter. So who gives a shit?
But that's
so
all part
I will
of the
wait
game.
You out
it's
until you
game.
Give up.
Because that's the other side of it. Lobbyists will go to the opposition, and you know, like the fucking Green New Deal. It's like, oh, I want to save the environment. Well, all the fucking companies that are destroying the environment are going to their Republican and going, you need to stop this. So they bog her down with so much minutia that it's like, nope, sorry, can't save the environment. It doesn't matter. The Earth's going to be unlivable in 8 years. We just have to survive Trump for four, put our affairs in order.
I don't want my last 8 years to be four more of Trump.
Sorry, buddy.
And again, that's the fucked up part about it. When we were talking about the idea of Bernie Sanders potentially having a chance, I wish he did. But I do not believe he does.
And we could be wrong. This is all speculation.
I hope I'm wrong. I sincerely fucking hope I'm wrong.
For me personally, I want to see Bernie get the nod because I really want to see the debates between him and Trump.
It won't be a debate. It'll be an angry orange man versus an angry old Jew who doesn't give a fuck.
That's why I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because
don't get me wrong.
I honestly feel, and I'm probably wrong, but I think this would be great if Trump just starts – if Trump does what he did to Hillary and just talks over Bernie all the time, I want to see Bernie get pissed and go, you know what? Fuck you.
I'd be okay with that.
That would be the greatest. And if that happened,
he'd lose the election, though.
I don't know, because it's like, shit, our president's really
battle or
fucking
war,
ready to
you know? You want to win the battle, you want to win the war. And it's like, oh, Jesus.
But yeah,
I'm okay with the queen taking us over again.
Everyone can see Trump cry and realize what a pussy he is.
Oh, dude, if Bernie hit him, yeah, he would fucking cry. Because Trump doesn't fight.
No, that pudge is all nerves.
And I know Trump's like 6 foot whatever and Bernie's like 5 nothing, but
doesn't fucking matter.
Trump is 6'10".
A bony old knuckles.
He's 5'10".
A bony old man knuckles right to the fucking kisser. Ooh, yeah,
dude,
that'd do it.
It would fucking break Bernie's hand, but he'd just like
I think
wave
he
it
would
off,
smile and start laughing his way off stage. It's dude, like, I'm out of here. I'm gonna go get this looked
dude,
at.
Dude, even Trump supporters would have to go, damn.
You got knocked
oh,
the fuck out.
So much support.
Yeah, and again, it would muster support. It would muster so many angry people saying, well, we can't vote Bernie because he's a violent type. We don't need a violent president. And it would be a cascade effect.
Trump
of just
would turn
bullshit.
It around so much. He would just be like, oh, man, if the Secret Service hadn't stepped in. And then we could all watch the video go. It was like 10 minutes before.
Like, dude, there was no one around. You could have done something.
Again, it's
doctor the video.
Fake news. I did not get socked in the face by an angry old man. I did not start crying, and I certainly didn't pee myself. Fake news.
I certainly didn't pee myself. That was water that was spilled when Bernie pushed me.
By my Secret Service agents who were clearly holding me back from 20 feet away from me.
I wasn't crying. You were crying, America.
Again, it I am not
and
looking
then we
forward
him with the taser.
To yes, yes, a big one.
See, here's what
that's
I think needs to
attached
happen.
Attached to his head
and I don't know if it's too late
feet.
For this to happen, but I think we need to start the Vote Menstruata movement.
Oh God, no! I love Menstruata, I really do, and I will back her till my dying day. But don't throw your vote away.
No, I just want to see Samantha in full Menstruata regalia.
Doing a parade, yeah. I'm okay with that.
She goes on stage with her tampon.
Yes.
We need to fully design these costumes, so when I come there, we can do a cosplay at a convention and just will
yes.
this whole thing into existence.
Well,
I'm
you
okay
need,
with it.
You need a full-on, like, red bodysuit, and then we could put
yeah.
armor on it.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, I just need like a raggedy old leather butcher's apron.
And tap shoes.
And tap shoes. And maybe like a busted fedora or something. Walking in with like a wife beater underneath my, you know, leather vest or the apron. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'll just go on full on like Mad Max.
And I'll just have the spray tan on my arms and across my face, but you know.
I'm going to go full-on Mad Max Wasteland and have a crossbow with all these trank darts.
Nice.
And a net.
Well, it works.
I want to see Jim's costume, though.
Oh, shit.
It's a waistcoat.
It's just
going to
be a gimp suit.
See, I was thinking it was like a waistcoat, so his chest could be on full view, but then like a Chippendales.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of weird
looking like
tattoos.
Chris Farley from, you know, the Chippendales.
And rouge makeup on his cheeks.
Yes. Got to give him the old stage makeup.
Booty shorts and cowboy boots.
Yep.
But like with running mascara because he's been crying all night.
With the bejeweled words on his ass that say, you know, hot mess or some shit like that.
Hot mess!
No, not hot mess. Hot mass.
Hot mass. Yes! I like that.
Hot mass.
And it has to be bejeweled, you know.
But on his chest.
Do we want to shave something into his chest hair?
And bejewel it.
Yeah.
No, in his chest hair will just be like spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, there we go. I'm okay with this. Wow. It really paints an interesting image.
You're saying you're okay with it like you're the one who's going to wear it.
Yeah, I am okay with it. I'm sure Jim would be too.
Because I don't have to wear it.
Because I don't have to wear it. Fucking Christ, man. Yeah.
I just wish one of us was good at art so we could actually draw this graphic novel.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I mean, I have some friends that do it, but also my friend does graphic novels. He writes them, but they gave me a couple websites to where writers link up with artists.
Nice.
For this kind of thing. So I'll get those websites together, but the thing is we need to write it first.
Oh, that's I fair. Could fucking write it.
Well, yeah. Not that difficult. Well,
I'll write an episode of Homestead and then an issue of Menstrata.
Yeah. And all you got to do is the dialogues and a couple of scene setters.
Would you shut up and let Samantha talk?
No.
Oh, my God. So lucky I don't live near you.
Love you, Sam.
Shut up, Danny. Oh, that's how I say I love you.
I know.
It's because I'm stunted emotionally.
Clearly.
Hey, you got to be self-aware. It's fine.
Right, right. No shame, anyway, no shame.
I love it every time she says that because it's always just, shut up, Danny.
Such a venom. So anyway, let's get a shared Google Doc together. So if someone writes something, then you can ask for the critique and we can all go in and...
tear it apart, make them feel less than human. You know, yeah, shit all over their dream. They'd be like, try again.
maybe I'll do a poll on our Facebook that'll ask, you know, do you want to see a Menstrata
graphic novel?
Graphic novel. Because
anyone
talked
who's
about
heard
it,
our show is
going to
go,
but like,
no.
Do the people want it? I say we do it anyway, but, you know, if people are no, we're going to be like, well, I'm still going to.
We
97% no and 3% yes, and the 3% was the three of us who voted yes.
Good enough. Good enough.
And Jim's like, I have to wear what? Oh, shit, no, I'm voting no.
He'd be on board.
Oh, yeah. I think we should sit down and, like, brainstorm all the characters that are going to be in this graphic novel and...
Well, obviously we have, you know, us.
Yeah, we've got the five of us, but
yeah.
we need a villain that Menstrata has to face off.
Make it Travis.
Oh, the villain was no, we decided on the villain. Oh my gosh, what was her name? Oh my gosh.
Well, I think we need a series of villains.
Yeah. Probably gonna need more than just the one.
But there was a like the big bad was another girl that we came up with and I can't remember the name. I'll have to go back through an episode.
Man, no pause?
No, it was something really
No, but weird. That's a great...
Man, no pause. Versus Menstrata.
Big hulking chest and arms and shit, little tiny legs.
Yeah, yeah. No pause.
He's like, what? I'm a runner.
He wears a thong and a gimp mask and that's it.
Yep, that's it. Man, no pause. Menstrata's worst.
The fastest villain in the wasteland.
Oh, no.
Because it works on two levels.
Yeah. And he is here to bring an end to Menstrata.
That'd be great. He pauses right in the middle of all of his speeches. At, like, the worst time.
Yeah, no shit, right? Love it.
Okay, Shatner.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, no, we did have a good one, and I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember
Yeah, I'll
either.
Have to go back through, like, some of the old episodes, because it was a fairly recent episode. Maybe within the last six?
No.
I'm not going to listen to that many hours of our idiocy, but...
No,
because we haven't talked Menstrata in a while.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten into her for, I want to say, the better part of the last 10 episodes at least. Because six
She's
episodes.
Been made mention, but.
Well,
no,
six
we
episodes is when we had
months.
Travis on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's currently where I'm listening at.
Yeah, then maybe that's when we came up with this character, was during a Travis episode.
I don't know.
No, I want to say it's a Big Jim.
Yeah, it's
which
probably.
Which means it's
a big
been
gym.
A long time.
It'd been a minute.
Yeah.
Fucking Jim not showing up. He just doesn't like us anymore.
Jim,
well,
I think he's busy.
I don't think he liked you.
Oh, no, he loves me.
Is that what you tell yourself?
No, I know so because he's texting me constantly.
Blown it up.
Help, I can't figure this out. No, do keep your eyes and ears open because Jim is... in process of reviving the Big and Loud podcast.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm following it on Facebook.
Yeah. They haven't had any episodes yet because they're still it's two monkeys trying to figure out how a microphone works.
I just hear the music from Space, it's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No, they're getting the kinks worked out, and I don't think it's going to be too much longer before we hear our first episode. And I'm really excited because those guys are fucking hilarious.
Yup.
So when you're done listening to Not Another Podcast, go check out Big and Loud.
Hell yeah.
And then when you're done with that, go come to YouTube. Back to... When you're done with that, go to YouTube and check out All Things Z.
Yes. And then when you're done with that.
Masturbate and bookmark.
Go check Heavily. Out It's All Been Done Before Radio.
It's All Been Done Radio Hour.
Well, now don't. Just don't.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I retract my statement.
Whatever. That last one, fuck it, you know.
Fuck, man.
All Things Z for the win.
get the podcast name right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I don't know if you know why we still haven't gotten our puppets. Our good friend David had sort of an accident and knocked himself cold.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I haven't heard the full story, but I got to share with you the text.
I take it he's okay, though.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay, good.
But he was in urgent care, and I texted him and said, are you okay? Are you safe? Do you need help? Is your wife still threatening you?
The safe word is French toast. You say it, I will find you, and we will figure this out.
He said he couldn't answer because his wife was watching him.
Oh, no!
I said, help will be on the way as soon as I remember the number to 911.
Well, I hope he's okay.
No, he's good. He just, I don't know the story. He said it's a really good one, so tell us over beers. So we need to go down and
has beers.
Has beers.
I'm okay with that. I can has beers.
Which we have an opportunity coming up because Tracy invited us to something.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I don't think that's until late March.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm going to have to see if that's going to square up for me. I would like to go very much just out of sheer principle. It's always cool to hang out with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the same way, but I'm not sure just given hours. If it were earlier, I might be able to swing it, but...
Yeah, and that's kind of me, too. It's like, I don't mind driving home from Eugene at, like, 4 or 5 o'clock, but any later than that, I'd not gonna lie,
you get sleepy.
No,
Danny gets sleepy.
It's one of those things
needs
where
a nappy.
Me and night driving, I can do it confidently. But if I had my druthers, I wouldn't. Like ever. The only time of night driving I actually genuinely enjoy is when it's like midnight, 1 o'clock. Because those early hours, traffic is so light, so I don't get much light directly in my face when I'm going down like a freeway.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets me. And then when I got people tailgating me, their light comes in through my mirrors and hits me right in the eyes. And for me, I get really bad migraines, so night driving is fucking painful at times.
I don't get the migraines, but it is annoying to be driving and you're not getting light coming at you. But you get it behind you because some asshole with a truck and the halogen lights is right in your rear view.
Yeah, and he's like fucking 5 feet off of your bumper, and it's like, dude, back the fuck off.
Even driving around the city, it's like at night, I'm like,
And that's my thing, too. It's like night driving and then long drives on freeways, I'd rather not. And it's just because by the time I get home, my fucking head is screaming. But if I can get out there when it's so early in the morning, nobody's on the road, I don't have that big of a problem. I don't have headlights. And again, driving at night, not a problem for me. It's just all the fucking headlights.
Well, and I will say, too, that Samantha, they are really looking forward to having you come down. Danny and I were down a week ago.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about it, and your name kept coming up, and we kept having ideas about...
Oh, that's so sweet.
Things we could film with you and things like that.
I kept, you know, pointing David in direction of things to bookmark, you know.
Yeah, got a little uncomfortable there for a while.
Just trying to get you more followers, Sam.
Thanks. Shoulder shrug?
Be happy.
I'm not really comfortable with the followers you bring.
So I'm looking forward to that too, honestly, because I think it'll be just fun as shit for me personally to actually be able to physically meet you. Sam will definitely be a high point of my September, I am sure, as there are no real holidays I give a shit in that month.
Well, just the one. Just the one.
What?
Halloween.
Not in September.
In October.
Oh, in October. I thought you were coming in September for some reason.
That's because that you want her to come during Comic-Con. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I did.
The possibility of that.
Yes, but... and that's what I was hoping for. Don't let me down, Sam.
I'm already
going to
let you down
because
that wasn't
No, honestly, I'll be tickled sideways.
If she comes down during Comic-Con, we can't take her down to Eugene to film.
Yeah.
No, we could just go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, but we can't film an episode. She'd just get an interview.
Yeah.
We want her on a fucking episode, dude.
Yes, we do.
I want her and Snark, and I want Penny to walk in.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a pretty good impression.
Not bad.
Not
bad.
Not great.
It's been working on it day in and day out.
I'm no Frank Oz.
That's pretty good.
We'll have to have them on again soon. Those guys are definitely class act.
A hoot.
Yep.
They are a hoot of conversation.
They are. Except when Austin falls asleep during the middle.
Dude, Shira was laying in my lap for a little bit, and I was afraid she was going to start snoring again. Now she's sleeping.
If she had, I would have been like, Austin?
Austin? When did you chime in, bro?
I didn't even see him pop up. He's going to fucking hate us.
Just sleep on your podcast. God.
Fuck. Yeah.
Okay, so we are coming to the close of this episode. We want to remind everyone we've got a Patreon page.
Yeah.
Yes.
So go give us money.
For $1, we will give you a shout out. We'll put your name in the credits on the website.
Word.
For $2, Samantha, what will we do? Because I forget.
Hey, how about you just go to the Patreon page and pay the money and look it up?
So much work.
Wait, for $2, you get the coloring book page?
Yes.
And what you also get for the $1. And then I believe it was $5. No.
See, you don't even
five,
know.
Yeah. For $5, you get vlogs from rotating cast members.
Yep.
So, you know, do that. But just remember, this
is... For $50, Danny will come and dance for you. In his Menstrata costume.
/not another Patreon.
I'm okay with that. I will say, though, you know, just tossing it out there, folks. Whoever the hell is listening, give us your fucking money. But then again, just remember, this is the podcast that you volunteer to listen to. And you know our quality of content.
Look, I'm just going to lay it out for everyone. This podcast will always be free.
Yes.
We're just asking if you'll help us offset the cost to run the website and everything.
Yeah.
So you're going to get fine shows like this one, which has no title because no one said anything super funny. So
what,
I gotta
man,
make something...
no pause?
Fuck you, too.
You, dude.
There it is. Samantha got it.
What, fuck you, too?
Yes.
Bullshit.
Well, in there. Well, fuck you too.
Things like Homestead,
yeah,
will be free, and we've been talking about bringing back the first viewing commentaries. We've actually been looking at movies to do commentaries for.
Matter of fact, I just found one that I think we need to watch. It's called Dead Ant.
Oh,
Dead
Ant. We were talking
Dead
about
Ant.
Doing a few movies
Dead
while
Ant.
I
Dead
visit
Ant.
Too.
It was it's Jake Busey.
Of course it is.
Sean Astin and Tom Arnold and like a couple other nobodies.
Well, we've talked about Velocipastor.
Oh yes, no, that is a must.
That one, I want to see that one, and there's, I want.
We're gonna have to go through our thread to find all the movies that we keep posting, but yeah, there's a few that I think we're gonna have to marathon and just make sure there's a microphone in each of our hands.
Yes, we'll make it happen.
The Hand Job Cabin is the one I really, really want to see.
I'm sorry, Hand Job Cabin?
Wait. Yes! You don't know about this movie?
No.
Oh yes, I do. I saw a preview for it.
I definitely sent a preview to it to
so
our,
dry.
Our I'll send another one. Because
please do. I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing this one. In this,
you probably will once you start watching.
Yeah,
it's
like
no,
oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yes. It is an older one.
Yeah. No, I am going to, I think we're going to have to start a list of all the movies.
Check it twice?
No, well, naturally. No, fuck no. We're not checking it twice. We'll check off titles as we watch them, but, and I do know that I can get, for the most part, I could probably get all these movies and like we did with, the one that we did.
Yes.
So, that's not an issue. It's just a matter of getting us all here and mic'd up and everything. We should try and, when Samantha's here, try and get both Bryce and Travis in on it.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome. But again, at this rate, folks, a lot of stuff coming down the pike. A lot of potential there. Definitely check out the Patreon because fuck, why not?
Hey, you got a couple bucks? Throw us a few bones and we'll thank you.
Yeah.
And if not, thanks for listening anyway.
You poor bastard, you sat this long. Enjoy the outro to the show.
That I need to re-record because it's like, oh.
You sound beautiful, Sam. Yes, sound.
Yeah,
I sound so fucking cheesy during that. I mean, I sound like I'm trying to sell you a used car.
Yeah, that's what this fucking show is. It's a lemon, dude. It's okay.
This is the car. This really is the CarMax of podcasts.
Whatever, dude. We're the Auto Trader of podcasts.
We're in the very back of the Auto Trader.
Episode. There's the episode title.
We are the Auto Trader of podcasts. Yes. I used to love the shit out of reading those stupid fucking things when I was younger.
What's the one that you can get at 7-Eleven that has like the mugshots?
Oh, Busted magazine?
Yeah, that's we're the Busted magazine of podcasts. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Our shame is displayed by all.
Yeah, Busted. There's okay. Title: Busted Magazine, the podcast.
Oh shit! Wow.
So that's it for us. Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week and check out our Patreon page. Not another Patreon.
Woo! See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.